keep your back, neck and head in one line. Last 1.5 hours, we did the various postures, stretching the legs, bending forward, twisting, turning, bending backward. The whole purpose of doing various postures, various asanas, ultimately you come to one posture. This posture, any posture you are sitting, sthira sukha asanam, any posture which you can sit, which you can sit in that posture for a length of time is called as asana. Asana means a posture which you can sit for a long time. I can't sit here for long, my back hurts, my ankle hurts, my knees hurts. Every 2 minutes I want to stretch my legs. Every 2 minutes I want to move here and there. And to overcome that one, that to enable to sit that one, I am doing various postures. Ultimate purpose of doing all those postures, I can sit in one posture for a length of time. When my posture is steady, I am not moving. Many times when people sit, they can't sit still. They move here and there. And when they move their limbs here and there. And like an elephant, elephant cannot remain still. When the elephant, either it will be moving its tail, wagging its tail here and there, or wagging its ears here and there, or trunk here and there, or one leg up, one leg, it is. We should not be like an elephant when you are sitting. Sit steady. Your posture has become firm and steady. This is an outward indication that mind has calmed down. If the mind is very disturbed, agitated, I can't sit in one posture. I will be moving here and there. I will be pacing here and there. Very disturbed mind, I can't sit. When the mind has calmed down, then this is an indication that, outward indication that mind has become calm and serene. Now the breathing also is an outward indication, the status of the mind. If the breathing is very jerky, that means mind is not settled. While doing asana, many of you, few of you have joined, they while doing doing that one. It is not asana. It's asana you should enjoy. That there is no, it's a breathing also smooth. No discomfort. The posture is firm and relaxed. The posture, when you are sitting, the breathing is slow and smooth. It's an indication of mind has settled down. And in the beginning, I talked about this body is compared to a tree. Tree of this life. This tree of this life, this tree should be strong. The foundational root should be strong. And this tree should be able to withstand the changes in the season. In the coming, in the spring, our spring, people fall sick because of hay fever. In the summer months, other problem. In the winter months, flu problem. And able to stand tall, weatherproof, all season proof. That is the purpose of asana. When in the garden, in my backyard, if I have a tree or a plant, I will be watering the plant tree every day. And this plant is not bringing out any flowers, or no fruit is coming from this tree. I will wait for 1 or 2 seasons. Then I will say, this plant or tree is just occupying the space, taking all the rich nutrients from the soil, taking the resources, water resource, and giving nothing back. What I will do? I will pull it off the ground. I don't want that one which is just occupying the space in my backyard. It's a barren tree, barren plant. I don't want that one. What about this tree of this life? Tree of this life should yield a fruit. If this no fruit is coming from this tree, when this body collapses, the knowers will say, this was a barren tree. Nothing has come out. It just occupied the space and left. And took all the resources from the world and occupied the space. No fruit has come out. It just occupied the space. What a wretched living. Yoga says, this tree of this life should yield the fruit. That fruit, that when it starts yielding the fruit, one starts experiencing immense joy in life. That fruit of that joy, fruit of the life, it will give immense joy to the people whom this person has come in contact with. It will nourish the generations. If this is a barren tree, nothing has come out, only occupied the space, and there is no value for that person, there is no value for the generations to come, no value to the society. Yoga says, this tree of this life, make sure you do the sadhana such a way that it starts reaping the fruit. It should bring in immense joy to your life, immense joy to others' life. Yoga says you have to make use of this living. Do the sadhana. Invest onto yourself. That is the best investment you can do. Not the outside investment. Invest onto yourself. Spend time for yourself. Do the practice such a way that it starts yielding fruits. It will be of use for others and yourself. Left thumb and index finger together.